I live right on the edge of a funny state. That when I calm down and I'm quiet, I enter into a place where everything is perfectly harmonious and fits and is beautiful and obvious and apparent and is love. And the minute I try to act upon it, I try to act, that is, I come into, now I'll, it all gets cacophonous. Because it's much too much. It's too much, too much. And so slowly I have been learning by this kind of school of hard knocks to give up the model of he who is the doer. That's a finite ego trip. There's something to do. Got to do something. That's still identifying with the doer. And I sit there loving somebody so much and saying to myself, there's nothing to do. Wow, nothing to do. Imagine that. There's nothing at all to do about this situation. We got to do something to make the world more loving. That's exactly the fallacy. That statement is a fallacious statement. That's why the exquisiteness of the original concept of the you man be in, the human being be in, the be ins. Just come and be. I'll look at you, you look at me. Here we are. You're God, I'm God. Isn't that enough? Man, I don't often look at God. If I look more, wow, there's God. There's God. Wow. It's a big day. Big day. Because we are coming out of a tradition that we have been in for ever so long, a tradition that doing, not being, is the measure of a man. It's the Protestant ethic. So clear how it works. What have you been doing lately? What do you do? Have you done enough? Working hard enough? Achieving enough? Know me by my achievements. But what is evolving now, which is most, most interesting, most extraordinary, is a culture of here and now isness. That being rather than doing becomes a statement that is enough. Because if you look right beneath the veneer of doing, it was always justified on the basis of final being. If you do, you will feel like a good person. You will finally be enough. You'll finally be enough if you do. And the wisdom of the here and now is that means and ends are one, that he who does without doing, just through his being, does in harmony in the Tao, and it's always enough. Simple rule. We are coming to live in the Tao. But look what happened to those Easterners. They're all starving to death. I lived in a little village in the northern part of India, and I lived with people who had very few resources and lived very simply. The fact of the matter was, these people who were the underprivileged, from my point of view, had a much deeper sense of here and now being contentment, fulfillment, than I did or that anybody I knew and came from did. See, this is much scarier from a societal point of view. Is that where I spent my life? Working to the bone, slaving my fingers to the bones? The culture says. Precisely. Precisely. You didn't work your fingers to the bone on the wheel to suck the next guy into the wheel. Just because you felt like you could only be good when you were on the wheel, That was your problem. See, I figured out the whole trip is going to be a bee-in from here on in. I'm always going to be right in the middle of Central Park having a bee-in on Easter Sunday, Easter morning, the resurrection. It's always going to be the resurrection. It's always going to be Easter morning. I'm always going to be here now, and everybody else is too. Now what are we going to do? Now what'll we do? What do you say? What'll we do now? Now, what the horror that has happened in the cities is that the cities keep bringing that desire for, they keep bringing a person further and further from that harmonious feeling. And if you don't have a center you've built through that kind of thing, you're very vulnerable to getting caught in external desires. And then you start to think you're suffering. Tim Leary taught me an interesting thing. I used to get all uptight about something, like we'd be broken in debt or some horrible thing would be happening, and I'd say, how are we ever going to solve this problem? And he would say to me, we don't have a problem, we merely need a plan. We have a problem, we merely need a plan. What you come out of a middle-class background, is a terrible fear of not surviving. It's a completely irrational emotional fear. And the thing about living in that little village in India was, when people, it's all out front, the process of living. There's a guy baking the bread. There's a body being carried off to the burning ground. There's a... There's the cloth being made. There's the cow being milked. There's the rice being grown. There it all is. There's the whole process of birth, life, and death right there. It's not all under wraps with some scary thing that if you don't play the game, wow, it's all going to, you know, that feeling I'm not going to survive if I'm not part of it all. Sure, be part of it all, but really be part of it all.